This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get on down. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, yeah, we're going to drink and toast. Going on the shot of day is moments away. Also, Men's Room rules on the way. Our question, what number shocks people when they hear it about you? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Autumn. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, my magic number is 14 broken bones and 3 concussions.
3 concussions? Good golly, what do you do, ride horses?
Or did this happen all at once and you fell down a mountain?
Okay, horse was one of them, yes. I played football in high school. I got hit in the head with a baseball bat playing softball. That was the 3 concussions.
What position did you play in football?
I tried to be like the boys.
No, what position?
Position.
Okay, like third line defensive end.
Okay.
Never right. Played.
You should have been a center.
But I made it. I made it through Hell Week.
Hey, man, you were there.
Yeah, man.
Good on you.
Yeah, totally.
I made it. So the 14 broken bones is I was in a dirt bike accident when I was younger. So I broke my arm, 3 ribs, my leg, and ripped off half my face because didn't wear helmets back in the day.
You ripped off.
What does your face look like?
Yeah, how did they heal up? Where did they get the skin from?
Oh, I'm amazing now.
You look great. I look great.
It ripped off the ugly side. My good side was still there.
Right. The good side's the right side.
Okay.
It was skin graft from the back of my leg to just repair skin to regrow on your face on the left side. I think I was 11. 11, yeah.
How long did it take for all that to grow back and the scarring to go away and all that stuff?
Over the surgeries and the scarring was 8 months, but it took about 4 to 5 years to get back completely with no scarring.
Okay.
So that took a while.
All right.
When's the last time you broke a bone?
It was about 6 years ago. I was drunk and I was jet skiing and we took the jet ski and took one of the jet skis out of the truck and it got washed out by a wave and it fell on me and it broke my foot when I was really, really drunk.
Oh, damn.
Wow, okay.
So you weren't even riding the jet ski when this went down?
Not yet, but I spent the rest of the day riding it.
Autumn, do you hang out with other Autumns?
Actually, yes. I have a chef friend. Her name is Autumn and she's awesome.
All right. I just feel like Autumns generally be a little crazy.
I was going to ask you, Ted, most ridiculous question
where
I've
is
heard.
This going?
Except she's like, yeah, sure do.
I just know another Autumn who's like this Autumn, very nice and stuff, but she's a little
crazy.
And yeah. Maybe a little accident prone.
Okay.
Accident prone.
Autumn to me does not sound like a name that would be wild and crazy. It sounds like, you know what I mean? No, Autumn's nice, you know?
Well, she changed that.
Right, I know. Trust me.
She absolutely did. Yeah, otherwise I picture. Yeah, someone real, I don't know, like a librarian, you know what I mean?
Just someone who's nice and has a good disposition, doesn't get real angry, fun to be around, you know what I mean? Not too crazy.
She's playing football, getting drunk.
Like, you know what I mean? If you get her drunk, though, she's a great time to be around, but other than that, you know, straight line.
See, I feel like I hang out more with Autumns like this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's why I asked her, like, do you hang out with other Autumns? Like, is she crazy, too?
So this Autumn basically proved what you believe to be true of Autumns.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been on fire today between Goatee Guy and now this.
Supermoon.
That's it. What number shocks people when they hear it about you? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my magic number would be 6.
6.
That'd be the month I spent drinking nonstop.
Nonstop drinking for 6 months.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, were you working in this time? What was the situation that you had 6 months of nonstop drinking?
Well, I just got off of the fishing boats for 4 months of straight working.
Okay, say no more. That answers my question.
Yeah.
Once you said you worked on a fishing boat, like, oh, okay.
Okay, how much money did you come home with?
I came home with, I think it was around 40 to 50,000.
In cash, right?
Cash, whatever you want to call it.
Right, okay. And were you supposed to go back out and there was a delay or did something happen to the boat or did you just decide to stop the job?
What happened was the boat was in dry dock and then the season ended. So I was like, that's it, let's drink.
Would you say
I grabbed all my neighbors and started drinking for 6 months straight.
When you say 6 months straight, I mean, like, are you talking about, like, as soon as you woke up, or would you, like, go through the day and just get drunk every day for 6 months?
No, once I woke up, I'd go right up to the corner store, pick up around 318 packs, start the day off.
318? Could you, how much were you drinking a day? I guess you're drinking beer, so how many of those 18 packs were, was it just you?
Probably two of them by myself. Because I'd pick up around 10 to 12 of them in a day.
Good God, man. What? Why did you stop this?
Money.
So you just ran out of money. That's the only reason this time. Yeah. Not that you ever had the shakes or anything like that.
No, just the money.
Just, oh, man, I don't have any more money to buy alcohol. Looks like I'm done.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
What'd you do the other 2 months? You're on the boat for four. You're drunk for six. You got two left over. What'd you do?
Got high.
Okay.
What do you do now? How much do you drink now?
Actually, I don't drink that much anymore.
I guess you don't need to, man.
Okay. Well, you ran out of money.
All right, I got one more question.
Oh, damn.
I was like, what flavor? You're drinking 318s a day.
What do you think? I'm picturing Bud Light.
It's got to be like Bud Light. It's got to be a light beer.
Something
right?
ends with light or ice, right? I mean, it has to be. Even if it's not.
Maybe it could be High Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad call.
People go to AA, they do all these things. No, I just ran out of money.
And I stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't drink much anymore. Damn.
Okay. What number shocks people when they hear it about you? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, you're there.
Hola.
How are you guys?
Good, man. Well. How are you?
Good. So the number for me, I guess it's not really something to be too proud of, is 9.
Okay.
9 is the amount of different substances me and my one friend did in one night of raving back in the old days.
Good God, man. What were the 9? Can you name them all?
So it started with a handful of E-bombs, and then mixed with alcohol. Later on went to a guy's car and did some cocaine. Then he pulled out some ketamine.
Jesus!
Date rape, which was GHB. There was another one called JBL. Some guy gave us some Percocets, weed. Yeah, it was a handful.
So let me ask you this, man. When you mix that many substances together in one evening, what is your high like?
Oh, man, it's way up and down. Like, one minute you're sitting there, like, shaking. The next minute you're kind of just, like, falling over, not really knowing what's going on. The crazy part was when I actually was able to go to sleep, we slept every night. You wake up and you're still just as lit as you were when you went to sleep. So that the whole time your body's just high.
And how many days was this?
Halfway through the third day, I started to kind of like worry and thinking I was like, I permanently did it this time. But halfway through, I just all of a sudden just crashed and I went home and slept for the rest of the day.
You pulled it out.
So you thought you'd become permanently stoned.
I thought I was done for, yeah.
Okay.
Did you say you were at a rave or like it was a festival?
No, it was a little rave down there in Seattle, one of the littler shows. It just, one thing led to another. My buddy came up to me with a handful of stuff, and I had stuff, and it just kept going.
Wow, man, that is impressive. When's the last time you have you've mixed your mixture substances?
Oh, I can't do anything like that anymore. My body does not like me.
Your body does not like you from all the punishment you put it through, you mean?
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it's definitely like, not.
I like eating and I like sleeping, so I gave all that kind of crap up.
Gave it up for eating and sleeping. There's nothing wrong with eating or sleeping. I agree. I like them both very much.
There are meth heads everywhere going, wait, you don't need to do either of those things.
Not at all.
You don't need to do either of them. You certainly don't need to do it at least for a week straight.
No, but once you get into things that sound like, I don't know, something that you put into a corpse, that's not my idea of a drug.
Yeah, once you get ketamine, I'm like, I'm out.
Right. Isn't that the stuff that's like just comatosing? It's not fentanyl, but isn't it pretty well on that same level of just craziness?
No.
What do you know, Ted?
Yeah, tell us, Ted. I know you're the drug expert on this stuff.
Ketamine, you can overdose. I don't think it's as fatal as fentanyl.
Yeah,
but
fentanyl's
I know you got to be very tough with the
real specific with the dosage.
Right. It's like he was talking about like the date rate. So like with ketamine, they used to always say getting stuck in K holes.
Right.
Like I've seen people on. I haven't done ketamine myself, but I've seen people on ketamine, and it's a disassociative.
So they're not even there.
Right. So they're sitting on a couch, but like, you, if you take too much, like, you're just kind of stuck there.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a good trip or a bad trip. And it used to be, I want to say, like a horse tranquilizer.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's what I knew it as. Right. Wait, in the olden days.
Well, you saw about GHB, right? We were talking about this last week when the guy from Storm Chasers passed away. So GHB is the date rape drug, but also some people try to do it in small enough dose that they supposedly have a great time.
Right,
but,
euphoric or something.
But you often will just
cross that line
yourself. Yeah.
Wait, is that what happened to the Storm Chaser?
Yeah, he took too much GHB. He cooked.
You didn't die chasing. You're a storm chaser, and you died because you OD'd.
He died on a cruise ship
at a rave.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
damn, man.
He was going to dance like it was the last night of his life.
Well,
life
it was.
Life. Yeah, oh. Exactly. What
he did exactly what the pop songs asked you to do.
Playing, probably, I bet. What do you think?
Dum 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 dum. You think that's the song he drops it?
Night, 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 night.
It didn't mean it literally, man.
It was just a song.
Damn, that's how he died.
Just a song.
Yeah, that's how he died. It was he overdosed on that stuff.
Golly. He's a storm chaser. And he said, man, you keep chasing storm, you're going to die early. Well, that's not what they meant.
Tornado on his tail. That didn't kill him.
Nope. Not that. Not, he's the guy driving toward a tornado.
All-inclusive Caribbean cruise to dance like it's the last night of your life. One more time. Four ports a call.
I will say, one time at a certain festival, a guy walked over and told everybody else there that he had just ingested some ketamine, and it was the first time he had done it.
Oh, boy.
And another guy that was there who had done it before looked at him and said, have you ever done it before? He goes, no. And he goes, how long ago did you take it? He goes, like, 10 minutes. He was like, you better get back to your tent.
Oh, he was so direct. Like, you are going to make it for, like, you need to go now.
Now.
Set up your your home and be safe.
Realize you are a human being.
What number shocks people when they hear it about you? We've got your emails coming up for the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Also, the return of Who Sucks Less. That is on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Quincy Jones, 80-some years old, says he has 22 girlfriends around the world. They all know about each other, and they're all much younger than he is. So our question, what number shocks people when they hear it about you? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You've got guys, people are surprised to hear that I have never sneezed once, and my record is 22 in a row. That from Gunner, which means I guess he sneezes multiple times.
Okay, he's never sneezed just one time. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I got a buddy like that.
Really?
Yes.
Just sneezes all the time.
Like, if he starts, like, if you were sitting in a bar with him having it, and he starts, like, he'll just get up and leave. Because it's going to be a minute.
What is it with, like, my brother, it's three, if he's going to sneeze, it's three quick sneezes. Period. No exceptions.
I think three is my number. Yeah, that's me too.
But he's really loud. Like, he can't do it quiet. So, it's you. It's like, if you're at a restaurant, you're like, okay, we're all the bears. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm a loud sneezer, but I feel like I'm usually one loud one.
Yeah, then be done.
Guys, people are surprised to find out my husband and I have six children. Ola Bitches and Robin, I have been married four times. First was right out of high school, just to get that one out of the house and be on your own. That was 5 years. Second one was 18 years, two kids. The third was 30 days, and now number four. That from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy. Guys, number 600 cc's, the amount of saline in each of my breast implants.
Jesus.
6,000 cc's.
What size does that make those?
I'm not sure. 6,000 cc's, though.
Good
God. Sounds
like
it should be a motorcycle.
I know.
Guys, this is pretty similar to the other guy, but I'm the oldest of 33 grandkids. My mom was the oldest of nine. I'm the oldest of her four. My grandma was also the only 38 when I was born. She was 18 when she had my mom, but it was okay because she was married, and my mom had me at 20. Also okay because she was married. My family isn't Catholic either. They are Mormons. Rock on that from Buck. Guys, my surprising number is age. When I started college, 15. Literally straight out of junior high. My parents refused to send me to the local high school, but yet it had no idea how to handle a neurodivergent child.
Neurodivergent.
Neurodivergent child.
What does that mean? You know what it means because you're neurodivergent.
Okay.
We don't know what that is.
Sister had already attended said high school, and they were constantly confused with how to handle her severe bipolar disorder.
Ah, okay.
Worst few years of her life, so no way our parents can allow us to repeat that deal. Now I'm on my way to becoming a professional dog trainer, and my sister is spending as much time as she can volunteering with the Humane Society with an eye to opening her own no-kill cat shelter in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm down with that. Guys, I have a true motor vehicle addiction. I just turned 37, and I've owned around 60 different cars in my life. Not sure if the exact number anymore, but in the past 2 years, I've had 6 different cars, and I'm about to buy 2 more. But hey, I enjoy myself. Don't lose my ass off the transaction, so the hell with it. P.S. Just moved back from Cali a few months ago. Miss listening to you guys. Good to be home. Not a huge number, but 4. I was in the Marines, stationed in Okinawa, Japan. 1 week I came down with a huge headache. It continued for a few days. Decided to go to sick call. Doctor said, send him to the hospital. Looks like meningitis. Well, the only way to find out is a spinal tap. Doctor stuck my back, spinal column. She missed. Tried again. Missed again.
Jeez.
For those who have never experienced a spinal tap, it is painful. I would only wish this on my ex-wife.
Oh.
What are you, Dick Pernicky? Well, the doctor called in a specialist, finally got the sample. Spinal tap number 3, sample came back negative. However, the 3 holes in my spine left my spinal fluid leaking. The solution, a blood draw from my arm and injecting it into my spine.
Jeez.
Spinal tap number 4. Want to see a grown-ass man cry? Watch a spinal tap procedure. Hola Bacholas. Number that surprises people the most are, number 1, I have broken my nose 9 times, fights, hockey, accidents. I have had 11 concussions, all from hockey. And lastly, I have worked in 46 states in the U.S.
Damn.
I was a national trainer for a security company and would travel all over and train people how to install security systems. It's been 8 weeks in each state. It was crazy. P.S. My wife has had 2 breast reductions because of back issues.
Jesus.
2. Means they grew back.
We didn't take enough the first time. Maybe she did one at a time.
From FedEx Mike.
Maybe she kept getting smaller.
What do you mean? Oh, her back was getting smaller. Yeah. Right.
Or what if she had lost weight and stuff, so then even the reduction is now these still don't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, magic number 28. I'm 17. I've broken 28 bones in my lifetime. I suffer from a condition called osteogenesis imperfecta. Imperfecta, not good.
Yeah, imperfecta.
When you hear imperfecta, I'm just going to go, okay,
I don't know Latin.
Right. Penis imperfecta.
Right.
Something's not right there. You know what I mean? Boobs imperfecta. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with them, but they're not perfect. Anyway.
And they're so far from perfect that it needs to be noted.
Imperfecta. Causes my bones to be more brittle than normal. My second is 12. That's the number of surgeries that I've had. I've had 2 rods on my right leg as a result. Love the show. Keep up the awesome work. That from Jack. And here's one. I once smoked 4 pounds of weed in 2 nights. This is Alex from Jersey.
Of course.
4 pounds of weed. I mean, do you know how...
There's no way.
Do you know how much 4 pounds of weed is? I mean, you might have smoked 4 pounds of weed, but it might have taken you 365 nights.
Right.
And yeah, every friend you have, you know what I mean? I don't know.
2 days, come on, man.
Any comments?
I'm just going to read you one. And I don't think they're trying to be funny. These are just the types of things I've been seeing all day. Normal ejaculation is about a teaspoon. Mine is over a tablespoon. And I'm just going to stop there.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
Good God, man.
That one, I believe.
Because it's not something you'd brag about.
Well, it always helps when you're baking. Do we have time for a few extra emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Hello, guys. It's my son, Griffey's 8th trip around the sun, and I want to wish him a happy birthday. Can he have an original fish sandwich? And you guys talking all over each other about Legos. Thanks so much. That from Adam.
Fish sandwich.
One thing you need to know about Legos is if I wake up in the middle of the night, walking down the hallway, kind of halfway jumped, I have to swallow my goddamn name, even though you're eight years old. Next thing you know, it's my back.
Ray Allen Lego.
Guys, just want to wish Nick a happy 10th birthday from Aspen and Dave with a big old Mike Hawk call. And Vince Neil, I just said that. Rock on, Stuff Muffins. Appreciate it.
I just said that.
Bitches, just want to get a shout out for my brother Nick's 22nd. He's a hardworking son of a bitch. That deserves the best. Can you get us a penis is too small, followed by a Leroy Jenkins and Ozzy Ted talking about plumbers. Thanks, guys. That from Blaine.
Let's do this, Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, Teddy from Melbourne. Talking about plumbing, huh? One of our favorite things. 2 reasons. Number 1, you lay a lot of pipe. Number 2, you just find the wet spot.
Guys, husband Philip, who's been listening to you guys for longer than ever, is turning 26. Would you guys mind throwing him some very dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. From the best rock wife ever, named Jill.
Yeah, for your birthday, I will make your butt look like a movie review. 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, I'd come over here. I'll show you the 3rd thumb.
Bitches love the show. I am turning a dirty 30 today. Can I get a birthday song, a ladies' man fish sandwich, and the dirtiest Germans for the occasion? Thanks, guys. Rock on.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, for your birthday, I'll play the role of your teacher. I'll give you a D and an F.
Yeah, and everybody will be there. When you get through Thrills Black Forest, I will give you Zam.
Shout out for Jolene with a ladies' man fish sandwich. She is 32 today. Thanks, guys.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Well, Ted, you'll like this one. Today's my 39th birthday. I plan on getting after it tonight. Can you hook me up with some turtle sex and a you like that Kurt Cousin style, please? From Chris, who says, keep on rocking. Yes. I'd like to wish a birthday to my husband, Jeff. Amazing guy. Works hard. Just landed a great new job. Couldn't be more proud. Can you get a, your penis is too small and a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys. From Katie.
The penis is too small. So suck it up, cupcake.
Birthday shout out to my sexy, a sexy husband, Billy. An original fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake from our 2-year-old daughter, who threw up all over him right when he got home from work yesterday. We love you. That from Kim.
Fish sandwich. Oh, suck it up, cupcake.
Gentlemen, today I'm 47 and on that slippery slope to 50. I would like to request that your penis is too small and an owl hitting the window. Thanks, guys. And Wobbin, that from Daryl. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Das a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
A couple extras listening to your segment. I heard the complaint from Brandon about Wobbin. Thought it was ironic because I don't call into radio stations. Was thinking of something funny to call in and say to make Robin laugh. Normally, if something is funny enough to get an audible chuckle from her, it must be pretty good. I catch it all on the podcast in the new app, but the radio station would be 98.9 The Rock in Kansas City. That from Jesse. As far as picky food and weird things, gentlemen, my weird thing is I drink my milk only after I have eaten everything. I first noticed when I was like 14, and I'm 30, and my now wife was even weirded out by when we first got together. That from TN. Now, I will say this. People are weirded out in general by certain people who drink milk during a meal.
Yeah, like for dinner?
Yes.
Yeah,
for lunch?
No.
Yeah, what did I, everybody got on me as I talked about drinking a glass of milk if you eat spaghetti.
That's weird to me, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was standard.
You either enjoy milk with food or you don't. Or you don't.
I do not. I mean, my cereal, that's it, man.
So you would never have a glass of milk for any occasion?
Well, one, being lactose intolerant. Okay, that's not true. So my daughter loves Oreos. There's always Oreos in the house. After she goes to bed, I get stoned. I probably eat about 4 of them, and I pour the smallest glass of milk. It is there specifically for dunking.
Okay, so that's
not
it.
Not for drinking.
All right, okay. All right.
Hey, that Miles, now he's pulling out the lactose intolerant card.
Yeah,
drink a milkshake every day.
Right, exactly. But at home,
that's crazy, different.
God forbid,
a milkshake
smell me
is delicious.
Hola, fellas, I'm catching up on your show this morning. I am a native from Tucson, Arizona. The Sonoran Dog, Sonoran Dog, is our New York pizza, the best. Okay. You guys should really try it. To be fair, first time I had a Seattle dog, mind blown, but still, it's got nothing on my hot dog. Doubt you'll ever hit that part of the country unless Ted goes down to the U of A to watch a football game, but bear down. And bear down. Two-parter for Ted. The bun is a Mexican soft roll, not a flatbread. Right. And Fred Meyer sells Taylor ham in their deli department, you know. My grandparents and in-laws from Jersey showed me this, and it changed my life. Later, bitches, that from Yavi, your friendly neighborhood Coke dealer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Not one of those mean Coke dealers. Those guys are the worst.
In his defense, where did he say he was from? Arizona?
Tucson,
or
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, probably not going to Tucson. For some reason, I kept thinking this was New Mexico. And I was like, dude, I want to go to New Mexico.
Hi, guys. My girlfriend does not eat corn on the cob typewriter style. She eats it around the cob all the way, and it annoys the hell out of me. That from Matt.
How is that in the bedroom? How does that translate to the bedroom?
It's got to.
Right. I mean, right. That's. In I think that'd way? Be the moment you're like, I like her. I'm not sure why. It's like, you watching her eat corn? That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why.
And finally from
the
emails.
She eats the corn the way you watch a porn. Like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Gentlemen of Wobbin, a few weeks back, V. Ted Smith mentioned that Joey Chestnut is competing on The Amazing Race this season. Well, my wife and I have been watching the show together for years, so since this season has started, every time Joey appears on the screen, I will shout out, Joey Chestnut. I did this for about 10 times, and my wife finally looked at me and said, why the F do you keep doing that? I began to explain how the men's room once featured one of his contests during a segment, and now use the clip as a soundbite. She gave me a blank look and said, I don't care. Just stop it. Rock on, guys. That's from Eric in North Vancouver, BC, in beautiful Canada.
Yeah, sorry, man.
There you go. Coming up on the program, we will review some men's room rules, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
All right, yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news every week, and it's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live. The debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And I'm just going to tell you now, Mike walked into the office earlier today and said, man, today's Who Sucks Less is pretty grim. And I'm sorry, but listen, it's Who Sucks Less, not who is freaking awesome. All right, so we got three stories today. We're going to start in Maine, where essentially there's a plea deal struck with a former cop so that he could have 20 sexual assault charges dismissed. We'll share the story in a second. We have Baltimore, where the police there, the hits keep coming. Police in Baltimore, they were instructed by a supervisor to carry a toy gun. That way they could plant it just in case they shot an unarmed person. Let me continue. And Miles, you're well aware of this. You've told me about it for years. But drug companies, they're flooding a small West Virginia town with all kinds of opioids, all right? And just to put it in perspective, they sent a town of 3,000 people 21 million pills over a 10-year period. 3,000 people.
The town I was born in.
21
million. My mom and grandma.
That explains so much.
Yes, it does.
But let's start in Maine, where 20 sexual assault charges against former Lincoln County Sheriff's deputy, that would be Kenneth Hatch III, they'll be dismissed. This... part of a plea agreement that calls for him to plead guilty to providing a place for minors to consume alcohol. In November, jurors in the courtroom there, they heard that the 47-year-old, they found him not guilty of two counts of sexual abuse of a minor and furnishing marijuana to a minor, but they said they were hung on the other 20 charges of sexual crimes involving three teenagers, some in his cruiser while on duty. The Superior Court judge there, they declared a mistrial on the remaining charges, which included sexually abusing three women when they were younger than 16, one when she was six, and providing marijuana to all of them. Now, he's a former deputy of the year. I bet he is. He'll plead guilty to the new misdemeanor charge in exchange for the outstanding charges being dismissed with prejudice. What does that mean? That means he cannot be tried on the charges again. And it appears that, he'll appear before court one more time, agreed to pay a $1,000 fine, and serve no jail time. How about that for a deal? That is a good lawyer. Now let's go to my old stomping ground, Baltimore. Back in April of 2016, a 13-year-old boy, he was shot by the officers of the Baltimore Police Department. And look, the kid ran when he was faced by the police, but that's what we all did in Baltimore. So the cops gave chase, and during the chase, the police spotted the kid holding a gun, and when he turned, that's when they shot him. But the youngster wasn't critically injured, and it seemed like a pretty open and shut case, right? Justifiable use of force. But now people are starting to wonder, because the Baltimore Police Department is currently in court over one of the bigger scandals in the history of American law enforcement. According to the Baltimore Sun, it started when a 19-year-old woman from New Jersey overdosed back in 2011. The authorities began tracing the origin of drugs. It led them to a drug crew in Baltimore and a discovery that a Baltimore police officer was involved in that particular drug crew. Now, by the time they finished the investigation, eight members of the quote-unquote elite gun trace task force had been charged with crimes ranging from racketeering to robbery. And then there's a revelation that the supervisor of the unit instructed officers to carry a toy gun just in case they found themselves in a jam and needed to plant one on an unarmed person that they'd shot in the street. Now, when one of the officers was arrested, they couldn't figure out why he had a toy gun in his glove compartment. That's when he confessed to the whole thing. Now, keep in mind, these revelations, they're not speculation. Six of the eight indicted officers, they've agreed to cooperate with the feds and are testifying in open court. One officer that was scheduled to offer evidence against the crooked cops, he won't get to do that as he was, quote-unquote, mysteriously shot in the head with his own weapon the day before he was set to testify. But they don't believe it's a suicide. That's my hometown, by the way.
Wow.
Yep, Baltimore City. And now, let's go to lovely West Virginia, your old stomping grounds, Miles, where drug companies... basically, they've hosed tiny towns in West Virginia with a deluge of addictive and deadly opioid pills over the last decade. This, according to an ongoing investigation by the Commerce Committee. For one example, drug companies collectively poured 20.8 million hydrocodone and oxycodone pills into the city of Williamson, West Virginia, between the years of 2006 and 2016. That's about 6 million pills per person in that city. 6 million pills per person. Now, the nation is currently grappling with the epidemic of opioid addiction and overdose deaths. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they estimate that on average, 115 Americans die each day from opioid overdoses. West Virginia currently has the highest rate of drug overdoses in the country, and I think we figured out why. Basically, one of the companies behind it, they also delivered 4.4 million hydrocodone and oxycodone pills to a city of just 1,300 people.
Jesus.
That would be Oceana, West Virginia. They did that in the 7 years between 2008 and 2015. And in Beckley, West Virginia, they say a company there, they didn't hesitate to fulfill a string of orders for tens of thousands of opioid doses placed by one pharmacy in the span of 5 days. Uh-huh. Yeah, so the war on drugs. You do the math on that.
Well, as far as the Men's Room Facebook page is concerned, Lloyd says three sucks at least. It's business doing what they do, making money. People don't have to take the pills if they don't want to.
True.
Scott says three sucks at least. You need that much dope when you're banging your sister. And Brady says, but Scott, what if your sister is hot? But there's more on the same tip. I guess three sucks at least. I mean, the people of that town could choose not to do drugs, the very least. I hate to say it, but pharmaceutical companies by a mile suck the least. Three sucks at least. You need serious amounts of drugs to willingly live in West Virginia. Well, I'm from West Virginia, says Josh. Dot, 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 dot. And TR says two sucks at least because it sounds like they are cracking a joke. Cops do black humor well.
Yeah, I mean, I would only say maybe number two.
Black cops?
Only because I live there. For, it just seems... Yeah. So par for the course?
See, I mean, that's a terrible reason to say it sucks the least.
No,
but
I feel it because it surprises me the least. Like, yes. Oh, this is news? They've been doing this, but it's effed up, man.
It's still mess. I'm going to go drug companies.
Yeah, I got to go three.
It's not the way
you don't have to take the drugs.
You don't have if to. You like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, live.com. The debate continues there for who sucks less. All right, still to come. We're going to drink and tell shot of the day on the way, and we will review some Men's Room rules coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the Men's Room.
Profile is coming up with drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
and now, the Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
Ah, yes. Cliff Jumper Fletch there. All right. Every once in a while, we review some Men's Room Rules. The complete list of rules is on the website there if you go to mensroomlive.com. And they're all kind of in separate categories depending on the rules. And a few of the rules that you put into law, including from the Article 5, you're a man, goddammit, act like one. No man shall ever be required to buy another man a birthday gift. In fact, even remembering your buddy's birthday, strictly optional. That from Morgan. Another rule, never dress to match a girlfriend or wife, unless it's Halloween. Section 10, no man shall ever feed or be fed by another man. It continues, unless in the entertainment industry, no man should wear makeup. Never be a part of a candle party. That from Robert. No man should take longer to get ready than his wife or girlfriend. From Derek, section 17, do not skip ever. No man shall ever skip. No man shall ever attend or be a part of a baby shower, wedding shower, etc. And another, if you call another man, have a point, never call, just for small talk. And that brings us to this email that we get here from the Heavy Haul Trucker. I would like to make an amendment to the rule that no man shall call another man to make small talk. An exception should be made to this rule to allow semi-truck drivers to call one another to make small talk in order to stay awake. As semi-truck drivers, we drive 11-hour days. It's hard to stay awake sometimes, and the best way to stay awake is that you call your buddy and talk. Sincerely, guys, the Heavy Haul Trucker.
That's fair enough.
That is fair enough.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty specific. I say go ahead and make that call.
Hey, look,
I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. That seems fair.
We that rule is in place to just somebody who calls and goes like, what are you doing?
Hey, man.
I'm just sitting here, man. Why, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just bored.
Yeah, like, I don't need
if
to
if you called and said, well, you want to go out and get a beer real quick, man? What are you doing?
Yeah, get to have a point.
Yeah. That's the point. You don't have a point, though. So we will make an amendment based on that. Fair enough. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 You can stay alive, sir.
All right, here's another. Guys, I combed through the rule list under bathroom etiquette, and I'm surprised that I did not see this. A coworker came into my office and said, I have to go use the little boy's room. I propose no man should call a bathroom the little boy's room. Just say it out loud. It is super creepy. I'm going to go pee in the little boy's room. That from Evan, who listens in Saratoga Springs, New York, on WCMF in Rochester.
You know, man, that one, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like any time a guy is going to, like, you can say, I'm going to take a piss, I'm going to milk the cobra, but people, the little boy's room, I don't know, guys have a different term for bath. Every time we say it, we never say the word bath. You can say, I have to go to the bathroom, but the moment you actually physically go to the bathroom, we suddenly don't call it the bathroom anymore.
We also don't say go potty.
No.
Don't say go potty.
Go potty, I think, is more than the little boy's room.
Right, go potty sounds crazy, but I use that one sometimes.
Yeah, go to the little boy's room?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Depending on the company, right? Like, there's some people I'm standing around.
And they'll be like, I gotta go hit the head, drain the lizard.
Yeah, right. Easy, fella.
Right, we get it, man.
Oh, man, I got a huge poop. Coming in, I'm going to get this out before our dinner gets here.
And look, I've made the mistake of saying potty once at work because of the goddamn kids, right? So I'm like, dude, I got a potty. I'm like, I didn't say that.
If you have a potential men's room rule, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. And be sure to check out all the rules that you've helped create throughout the years at mensroomlive.com. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I believe Mike Hawk has this story coming up later in headlines, probably with more details, but today we chose Norwegian Airlines, okay? So recently, they had a 2-hour and 20-minute flight that was scheduled to fly from Oslo to Munich, Germany. This is just one of their standard flights. It's no big deal. However, only 20 minutes into the flight, basically when it got to the Swiss border, the plane was forced to return to Oslo. Apparently, they had an emergency on the plane. Now, what was the problem? It seems that the Boeing 737 was suffering, all they'll say is, toilet issues. And we're not entirely clear what the toilet issues were, but I just want you to know one thing about this flight. This flight that had to turn around and land because it had toilet issues also had 85 plumbers on board the flight at the time they turned around because of toilet issues. 85 plumbers. They were going to Germany for whatever plumbers go to
Plumber
Germany
Fest?
For. They said, like,
I bet there's, like, a lot of drinking involved.
I bet you there's a ton. And listen, man, if something goes wrong,
85 plumbers going to Germany?
Yeah, but think about this. All right, so if someone has a heart attack on a plane, you're going to say, is there a doctor? Anyone have a doctor? I would think if there's a problem with the toilet, wouldn't you say, hey, man, is there a plumber?
No, because it's completely different.
It just sounds like a total setup for a joke. 85 plumbers heading to Germany.
Heading to Germany. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they should have asked for a plumber. That's all I'm saying.
Butt crack fest.
Featuring Dawkins.
Right?
Butt crack fest. All the plumbers. Yeah. All right. Butt crack fest brought this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the whole line.
Let's get to color line 9 on the line right now. 844-999. Ola, you'll play profile. That's coming up here in minutes.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We pour this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get to color line 9 on the line right now. 844-999. Ola, you'll play profile. That's coming up here in minutes.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.